From the brains behind Brains On, this is the moment of Moment of comes to you from APM Studios. I'm Anna Goldfield, and I'm at a meditation retreat, so let's concentrate.
Welcome to Lakeside Meditation Time, a time to calm your mind, like the smooth, glassy waters of a beautiful lake. Take a slow, deep breath and allow your eyes to gently drift closed. Imagine you are standing beside the gently rippling waters of a clear blue lake. You can feel the warm breeze on your face. In your hand is a small stone, warm from the sun, perfectly flat and smooth. You feel the weight of it in your palm as you curl your fingers around it. Draw your arm back and flick it effortlessly across the surface of the lake. The rock spins, skipping across the surface of the water. Once, twice, three times. The rock bounces off the tail feathers of a really big goose. That goose looks mad. He's looking right at you. Maybe it's time to run away from the
Oh my gosh, I hit a goose. I didn't realize my rock-skipping talent was so powerful. How did that even happen?
Freya was wondering this too, and take a listen to John Lambert, who gives us the answer.
My name is Freya, and I live in Corvallis, Oregon, and my question is, how do flat rocks skip across the water?
They actually create a little bit of lift. And so they are able to, you know, they go in the water, they have a little bit of lift, and this causes them to rise up out of the water and do it again, over and over and over again. But there's some really specific things they have to happen in order for them to do this properly. So they have to be spinning, and they have to be spinning about the flat so that the flat part remains at some angle to the water. Anyway, and that spin is called gyroscopic stabilization, but that allows the rock to stay at a certain angle to the water. Now when it hits the water, it can continue to hit the water at this angle and cause more, you know, lift every time it touches the water surface. There's one more kind of more complicated thing I should mention, though, and that is when it hits the surface moves. That surface moving causes a cavity to form, we call it. It's kind of like a dimple. And actually what it is it's creating almost a wave in front of the rock. And the wave moves outward at a certain speed, but that speed at first is at the same speed as the rock, but then it slows down. And so the rock comes in contact with the wave it already created. And this is where a lot of the lift comes in, and then it can pop up out of the surface.
Welcome back to Goose-Free Meditation Time, a time to calm your mind without having to worry about angry geese. Take a deep breath in, relax your shoulders, and feel the beautiful sunshine on your face. Feel the smooth, flat-skipping stone in your hand and maybe put it in your pocket for another time. Now exhale.
If you liked this episode, take a second to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you want to seasonally celebrate swimming safety, check out the new episode of Forever Ago, which is all about the history of lifeguards. If you have a moment of question, we'd love to help you answer it. Drop us a line by going to brainson.org/contact. See you next time, and the next day, and every weekday. Until then, woo!